Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WPGears.com. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host and partner at WP Gears, David Blackman, is out for the time being. He's taking some much needed time off, and he will be back with us very soon. In the meantime, you're just going to have to listen to only my voice, so I apologize in advance for that. In today's episode, we're going to talk about five lists or followings every online business should be growing. And so, like for example, a list being an email and a following being social media. And so we're gonna be talking about the five different platforms or types of lists that we highly recommend growing if you have an online business. So that this may not apply if you are a web designer that is creating client sites, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't apply either, but it's kind of more tailored towards online businesses. And so the first one is an email list. We talk about this a lot. It's kind of a duh. We love email marketing, and we highly recommend that every business, especially online businesses, should be growing their email list and have strategies in place, running campaigns to intentionally grow that email list. So that is number one on the list today, because it is, in our opinion, mine and David's opinion, that it's the most important. The second one on the list is Facebook. Facebook is by far the most popular social media platform. People go on there to disconnect from the world and look at cat videos and look at photos and videos that friends are posting of their kids, and to see the different Facebook groups that they're a part of, and it kind of becomes the hub of their online social world. And so if you are a online business, then you should have a Facebook business page, and you should attempt to grow that. I don't necessarily mean running Facebook ads for, because you can actually run Facebook ads with the intention of getting more followers. Don't necessarily recommend that. What I've done, my Facebook business page is about, it's just under 10,000 followers. And I have grown that because I do Facebook ads. I don't do Facebook ads specifically trying to get more followers, but I run Facebook ads for products and for content and things like that. And then naturally, people will want to follow my page because they see a product or they see a tutorial or whatever that they like. And so they want to see more of that content. So they'll go and they'll like my page, they'll follow the page. So Facebook, highly important. Every business should have a presence on Facebook, in our opinion. The next one on the list is YouTube. The marketing gurus out there have been saying for years now that video is becoming more and more popular online, that people are watching more and more videos, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's email forwards, whether it's on other websites out there. Videos are a big part of the internet today. Just think about in a given day how many different videos you watch, whether it's business related, whether it's personal, for entertainment purposes. Video is huge, and I'm a big believer that every business should have some sort of video strategy, whether it's tutorial videos like I do and David's company does, whether it's product videos, promoting videos. I think video should be a huge part of your online strategy, and create content somehow, create ways to connect your audience through video. People like to watch video. And so YouTube is the number one video platform in the world. And it's also owned by the number one search engine in the world. So definitely important to grow your YouTube following by creating good quality videos that add value and makes people want to subscribe to your channel. So definitely is on the list of one of the things that you should be growing. The next one, this is a little bit less conventional. The first three are pretty obvious. You probably could have guessed them, but the next one on the list is your Facebook Messenger list. We've talked about chatbots and messenger bots and messenger marketing a little bit in past episodes, but people have been saying that messenger marketing is the next big thing. And as with anything to do with marketing, whenever there's a new platform or a new strategy, a new way to reach your audience, it kind of blows up in the beginning and then it fades. And so time will tell whether or not Facebook Messenger marketing is going to be here for the long haul. My guess is that it is. It's going to be less effective, but it's still going to be effective, within the next 5 to 10 years. But essentially, if you're not familiar with what that is, Facebook has their Messenger app, and they're kind of in the process of, I wouldn't say merging it, but there's going to be some overlap with WhatsApp, which is another popular Messenger app that Facebook actually acquired a few years back. And so, lots and lots of people, billions of people are on Facebook Messenger, messaging friends, messaging companies. And so as a business, you can grow a list so that you can essentially, just like you would do an email blast, you can do a Facebook Messenger blast out to people. And so rather than an email going to their inbox, it goes to their Facebook Messenger profile or whatever it's called, list of conversations. And so you can essentially program bots. So if people message your page, or you can do a blast that's kind of paired with a bot. So if they select different things or respond in certain ways, different follow-up answers or questions will happen. And so it's very, very powerful. And as you can imagine, from a marketing perspective, has huge potential. And people, a lot of the big marketers out there were saying, they're getting like 80% open rates on their Messenger blasts and stuff like that. And so if you have a Facebook online presence, and as I just mentioned, you definitely should if you're an online business, then you should also be growing your Messenger list. Now, this is something that I've been kind of growing, but I haven't dedicated resources and time to actually putting strategies in place to grow. But it's something I plan on doing the second half of this year, because it's huge. Again, email list, I think, is probably the most important. However, email opening rates have, for the last decade, have been decreasing. Email click-through rates have been decreasing. And so I don't think email will ever die, but I think you should utilize all the different ways to reach your audience as possible, by focusing on one at a time. We definitely don't recommend going out there and trying to focus on 10 different things at a time. Pick, one, two, maybe three, and focus on it and focus on growing it and dominating before you move on to the next one. But I think Facebook Messenger should definitely be on your list, and that's why it's in our top five. That's Facebook Messenger, and a tool that you can use that can help you grow the list and do the bots and the blasts and everything is called Mobile Monkey. Highly recommend it. It's a great tool. I got it from a AppSumo deal, but you can sign up for a regular account. I don't think it's available on AppSumo anymore. That's Facebook Messenger list. Now, the last platform list, whatever, that you should be growing if you're an online business is browser notification lists. Now, this might have no idea what that means, and that's okay. But if you've ever been to a website, and maybe it's a content blog or a news website or something, and then as soon as you get to it, or maybe you're scrolling down the page, and all of a sudden you get like a browser like pop-up. It's usually at the top of the screen, kind of connected to the browser, and it's part of the browser. It's not a normal website pop-up that the website you're on has generated. It's part of the browser. It's like a browser warning notification message, and it'll say, do you want to subscribe to notifications on this site so that when we release new posts, you'll get notified in the browser? And that's a feature. Browser notifications is a feature. I'm assuming Chrome was the first to come out with it, and then the others have followed. But it's you can essentially subscribe to different things in your browser, and then you'll get notifications in your browser when there's new content that's added, new videos, new blog posts, whatever. And so it's a pretty cool feature. And so there's tools out there. David and I both use OneSignal. The team at Elegant Themes recommended it to recommended it to us, and they have one of the most popular WordPress blogs in the world. So we figured, hey, if they're doing it, if they're using this tool and they're recommending it, then it's probably something that we should do too. So use OneSignal, and essentially what happens is when people land on your blog, they'll have be prompted to subscribe to your website for when you get updates, and they can hit no, and that's fine. Or if they hit yes, then they'll be a part of your list. Now, you can't do anything with that list except for send out notifications. And so with OneSignal, you can, by default, it's set up so that when you publish a new blog post, it'll automatically sync with the OneSignal app to send everyone that has subscribed a notification. But then you can also do notification blast, where you can send them whatever you want. Even if you didn't add a new blog post, you can just send them a quick notification in their browser, that you published something new, or that you're having a sale, or whatever you want to do. And so it's super powerful. There's a lot of fall off. You might have a list of a few thousand people, and you'll publish something new, and then your list will go down because people will turn it off, unsubscribe, whatever, just like email, just like the different platforms out there. It's a great way to get people back to your site. Again, you can't really these days rely on one platform. Even though email is awesome, you can't solely rely on that. You need these other platforms because there's so much that people are bombarded with on a daily basis. They're getting, dozens and dozens of emails in their inbox. They're following lots of people and companies on social media. They're watching, subscribed to lots of channels on YouTube. You can't rely on one thing. You have to try to hit them from multiple angles. Additionally, if you're selling a product online, they say on average it takes 7 touch points for someone to buy. Yes, people can land on your website and they can go and they can buy something right away and awesome, if that happens. But it's rare. Usually it takes 7 times that they've seen you for them to make that purchase decision. So they might, see your initial Facebook ad, and then they might come back later, look at your site. They might see an email blast. They might see a social media post that you do. They might see your YouTube channel and subscribe to that. And they might turn on the browser notification. So you want to hit them from different angles. And that's how you have marketing synergy, where it all starts to work together. So that is our 5 list or followings that you should be growing if you're an online business. Tune in tomorrow for another awesome web design topic. We're going to be talking about 2 ways to make more money from your web design business. So if you're a web designer creating client sites, definitely don't want to miss this episode. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.